Most loving Jesus continued, saying, "If faith is the king, charity is queen, and hope is like the peacemaking mother who pacifies everything." In fact, with faith and charity, there might be disturbance, but hope, being bond of peace, converts everything into peace. Hope is support. Hope is refreshment. And when the soul, rising by means of faith, sees the beauty, the sanctity, the love with which she is loved by God, she feels drawn to love Him. But in seeing her insufficiency, how little she does for God, and how she should love Him but does not, she feels discomforted, disturbed, and almost does not dare to draw near God. And then, immediately, this peacemaking mother Hope comes out, and placing herself between faith and charity, she begins to perform her office of peacemaker. She makes the soul peaceful again. She pushes her, lifts her up, and gives her new strength. And carrying her before King Faith and Queen Charity, she excuses the soul. She places a new effusion of her merits before the soul, and she prays them to receive her. And Faith and Charity, with their gazes fixed only on this peacemaking mother, so tender and compassionate, receive the soul. And God forms the delight of the soul, and the soul the delight of God. Oh, Holy Hope, how admirable you are! I imagine seeing the soul who is possessed by this beautiful hope like a noble wayfarer who walks in order to go and take possession of a land that will form all his fortune. But since he is unknown and he journeys through lands which are not his, some deride him, some insult him, some strip him of his clothes, and some reach the point of beating him and of threatening him, to stripping even of his flesh. And the noble wayfarer, what does he do in all these trials? Will he get disturbed? No, never. On the contrary, he will deride those who do all this to him. And knowing with certainty that the more he suffers, the more he will be honored and glorified when he comes to take possession of his land, he himself teases the people into tormenting him more. But he is always tranquil. He enjoys the most perfect peace. And what's more, while he's in the midst of these insults, he remains so calm that while others are all alert around him, he is there sleeping in the bosom of his longed-for God. Who administers so much peace and so much firmness to this wayfarer in continuing the journey he has undertaken? Certainly Hope in the eternal goods that will be his. And since they are his, he will overcome everything in order to take possession of them. Now, by thinking that they are his own, he comes to love them. And here is how Hope gives birth to charity. Who can say then what the light of blessed Jesus makes me see? I would rather have let it pass in silence. But I see the Lady Obedience, laying down her friendly guises of friendship, assumes the aspect of a warrior, and is arming his weapons to wage war against me and to wound me. Oh, please, do not arm yourself so quickly. Lay down your claws. Stay calm, for I will do as you say, as much as I can. And so we will always remain friends. Now, when the soul carries herself into the most extensive sea of charity, she experiences ineffable delights and enjoys joys which are unspeakable to mortal soul. Everything is love. Her sighs, her heartbeats, her thoughts are as many sonorous voices that she makes resound around her most loving God. Voices all of love, calling him to themselves, in such a way that blessed God, drawn and wounded by these loving voices, gives his requital. And it happens that his sighs, his heartbeats, and all of the divine being continuously call the soul to God. Who can say then how wounded the soul remains by these voices? How she begins to rave as though taken by a most burning fever? How she runs, almost made insane, and goes to plunge herself into the loving heart of her beloved to find refreshment? And she suckles in torrents the divine delights. She becomes inebriated with love, and in her inebriation, she makes canticles all of love for her most sweet spouse. But who can say everything that passes between the soul and God? Who can speak about this charity, which is God Himself? At this instant, I see an immense light, and my mind remains stupefied. It applies itself now on one point, now on another, and I try to write it on paper, but I feel I stammer in expressing it. So, not knowing what to do, for now I keep silent, and I believe the Lady Obedience will forgive me this time, because if she wants to get huffy with me, this time she is not right. The wrong is all hers, for not giving me a more fluent tongue to be able to express it. Have you understood, most reverent obedience? We remain at peace, don't we?